Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about how to troubleshoot plugin conflicts with your WordPress website. Sometimes you do something different, you're working on your site, and all of a sudden you get this wonderful little 500 error or some other error, and your site's down. And nine times out of ten, there's a conflict with a plugin that you may have recently added and stuff. So we're going to kind of give you some tips on how to troubleshoot that. First thing that you're going to want to do is start by deactivating all plugins and then activate each plugin one by one to see which ones cause a conflict and if there's a conflict. Tim's going to dive more into what you can do there and tell you about an awesome new plugin we both discovered and we're at Camp Orange County.
Yeah, so sometimes you will know, you'll install a new plugin and then you'll find the conflict right away. So you know it's the plugin you just installed, and so you know that there's a conflict, but you don't know what it's conflicting with. And so to take a step back, WordPress conflicts can happen all the time because with WordPress, you have different developers working on all these different plugins. And so one plugin might do something, a certain method, and then another plugin has something that will conflict with that code. And it's just the nature of open source development. You know, one of the downsides to, you know, WordPress compared to, you know, the many upsides of WordPress. And so if that's the case, if you know there's a plugin you just added that's conflicting with something else, then it's easy because then you can keep that plugin activated and then do exactly what David described, where you deactivate all plugins except for that one plugin and then activate one by one and, you know, and test in between to see which one is conflicting with that one new plugin that you've added. If you're not sure what you've done, if you're kind of doing a bunch of different things and you discover the, you know, some sort of conflict later, it's a little bit trickier, but you basically do the same thing where you deactivate all the plugins and then you start doing them one by one. It just might be a little bit trickier to figure out which one is conflicting with the one that you've just recently activated. And so you'll have to do a little bit of trial and error going through deactivating different plugins and having them activated and deactivated at different times to try to find that exact match. But yeah, it can be a little bit time consuming. And there's actually a plugin that can walk you through these steps. And now David mentioned we discovered it at WordCamp Orange County. David and I both spoke at WordCamp Orange County together. And one of the things that they have there at WordCamp Orange County is a plugin palooza, where different developers will enter their plugins into a contest. And then there's different judges that will have different criteria. And at the end, they basically determine a winner of the plugin palooza. And the winner of this year's WordCamp Orange County plugin palooza is a plugin called Plugin Detective. And we have a link to it in the show notes. But basically what it does is it doesn't do anything for you necessarily, but it helps you walk through those steps that we kind of outlined. And so it'll kind of, you know, step by step tell you, have you done this yet? Okay, try this next. And then if that still doesn't solve it, try this. You can think of it similar to I don't know if they still have it, but a couple of years ago they did on Apple. When you're setting up a new network router or whatever and you're not connected to the internet, you can go through, you know, some steps where they'll walk you through, okay, have you tried this? Did you try resetting your router? Did you try, you know, disconnecting and using a new cable? And they kind of walk you through these different steps. It's kind of similar to that. It helps you identify those issues so that you can figure out what that conflict is, and then you can either ditch a plugin, contact the developer, or kind of figure out the best course of action.
Yeah, and I think one thing that I like the most about the plugin is even if you have a white screen and you can't even see your website, this plugin still works. So yeah, it will help you troubleshoot and find what the error is on your website. It's a really neat plugin. Head on over to the repository. Check it out. 100% free. Great plugin. Absolutely love it. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, when you should bring someone on full time. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.